Hello, it's Kim here in the podcast tent. I'm really, really excited because I have the lovely and talented and the fabulous haired Chris Brogan. How are you, sir?
I am better than nobody.
Really? Good. Good. I always say that I'm conscious, so I'm stepping my way up, right?
You know, conscious is a good one, too. I think it's perfect. I'm really happy to be in this tent.
I'm glad that you're in the tent. Well, we're having a good time in the tent. We've got, you know, we're having good. I have bug spray, so I don't know if you want a shot.
Oh, good.
And we have marshmallows. That's how I think I sold you to come in.
That's right.
So we're going to hang out in the tent. But I'm really excited because you just did a keynote for all the delegates here at Social Media Camp. I just have to say, bad you for picking on Rim. Yeah, you give me the smile.
Well, you know what, though? They're going to be out of business in a month, and then what are you going to say?
I know, but they're a good, strong...
They're wonderful people. They were. Yeah. They did work.
Thanks, Catherine, for the tea.
Nothing stays forever.
Okay. Hot water? What? It's tenting. We must have that. I know. Anyway, Catherine's just bringing tea. Chris... So, okay, tell me about your new book.
The one that I put on the stage was Google Plus for Business.
Right.
And then shortly after is a book coming up called Impact Equation. Google Plus for Business is written just because there's this great new technology that I think really means a lot and that really is going to have a huge impact. And I think that people are not paying attention to it. So I wrote a book just to kind of put a big yellow highlighter and say, come get at this. It's worth knowing about.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah.
In the new book, what's that going to be about?
The impact equation is how do you take a great idea, move it into a platform of your liking, and then have people actually care about the idea that you shared with them. So that's the goal there.
Good. Wow. So you're a bit of a stand-up comic, too.
I am. I am. I learned that at an event called Audience, which my friend Lauren Feldman ran, and it was half marketers and half actual stand-up comics, and it was on the stage of Caroline's in New York,
okay,
which is where Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld and all these very famous comics had their start. And I was evidently the only one who took that seriously and thought I better be funny as well as businessy.
Right.
So I've come to really enjoy it, and you know, for the most part, audiences don't throw things at me. So
there you go.
I mean, they're not bad or they're that
not their Blackberries.
Well, they could have.
They could have today.
They could have if they had them.
I heard that someone was knitting in your session.
Unbelievable. I looked right out and I just saw this woman, this young lady, just knitting. And I thought, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen
that.
Twitter knitting. Twitting.
It's very funny. But I think that what's interesting is you engaged them. And you also poked a bit of fun at people. And I think it's about being real. Again, it's about being authentic, which is the word that I'm not really great happy about using, but that's what we're using. You are who you are on stage, off stage, and connecting online too. But you're very wise with the information that you provide people, and I think they feel sort of an ownership with you, a connection with you.
Well, I hope so. I mean, yeah. I hope so. I had the great fortune of doing a book signing, and what I kept seeing in people's eyes was that sense of, he's the same guy right now signing this book. Like, maybe he'd be different. And,
yeah.
And I'm trying to say, no, you don't have to be different. I mean, there's a thing where we're so afraid to be who we are.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, oh boy, this is what I got picked on for at school.
Yeah.
You know, once you get past a certain age and once you get, you know, when I am old, I shall wear purple. That's
okay.
What Maya Angelou said.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there are so many I shall wear purple opportunities that we all have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to show people now. I have a big project coming out at the end of the year and into the rest of my life called Being Brave, or Brave Now, sorry. And
Brave
it's
now.
Called something. I have no idea. Called Brave Now, and it's come from this realization that there's just so many people that were, you know, picked on at school or whatever that still have that leftover feeling.
And what's this project? Is it a book or is it?
No, it's a series of events. There may or may not be some other things to it, but it's, if I have my way, it'll be like a traveling carnival.
I'm in love with that idea because it's. I think as I'm getting older, I'm getting to understand me and the core of me better. And then that, in turn, I'm able to help my kids and other people be who they need to be too. And I think that's part of the gift of getting to understand who we are.
You know, to me, the seeds of this all really get sown in high school. I mean, although I am watching it happen younger, my daughter's 10. And watching her, you know, navigate her persona is tricky. And she's got a weirdo dad and a weirdo mom, so luckily that makes it easier.
Yeah.
But when she's at my house, you know, we talk about, you know, what it's like to be yourself and when it doesn't go so well.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's the other thing, you know, be you. And then nobody says, but you're also going to get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And that's the part we forget. And so even now when you are yourself or when I'm trying to be me, people don't like it sometimes.
Yeah.
And there will be one or two blog posts out of this saying, what an arrogant jerk. And I'll eat that because, like I said about Buddhism, you take the bad and the good and just neither one should matter.
Right. But you're moving forward and making sure that other people find their strength earlier than perhaps we are.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. I mean, that's the real goal is, why, you know, when we fall in a hole, why don't we share, hey, there's a hole there.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, that's hanging out in the podcast tent today is learning from different people who are using social media and connecting and actually getting to know them as that person and the gifts that they're giving me. I'm in awe of just being in this tent and learning from people. And I get to learn from you, and I get to learn from, you know, Carol, who does real estate, and I get to learn about photography and video. I'm just lucky. And these are people who are out there trying to do that outreach too, right? We're all trying to get there and do that as our humans.
Sure. I think that's the key to it all, really. I like your straw hat.
Thanks. That's my friend Heather, who's helping us out here. That's her 10-year-old camping hat. She actually runs a campground, and that's why she's running the tent with me today. And she has no social media experience at all, so I said, well, come with me, be my tenting goddess, and people will help you. And they've been amazing, absolutely amazing. And that's, again, here, there's how many, 600 people or plus, who are out here to help each other get ahead and work forward and be the best that they can be.
What more can you ask for? I mean, that's the point I tried to make at the beginning, and I think I did poorly, was just that this could be so big.
And I think that's what it keeps growing, but I think that not enough people know about it, and we need to get people out there feeling the vibe and the love, and the fact that, you know, in the hallway here, it's awesome.
Let's get un-Canadian just for a little bit.
Because we're a little shy, and we don't blow our own horn that loud.
That's right.
So
blow your own horn a little, or everybody else blow everybody else's horn.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm hoping with, as we get to share some more podcasting and stuff, that they get to hear that we have a variety of amazing people here. And
that's awesome.
That we can actually bring them in, and you can be part of this, and go away just in awe and inspired to go forward.
You have a very comfortable personality. you make it easy to talk. How did you come to that? Like, how did you learn how to pull things out of people?
I don't know. Oh. I did study broadcasting back in the day, and then I'm a publicist. I work for radio stations and stuff like that. But this is something that I've come into in the last couple of years of my comfort zone. I am a lover of talking one-on-one. I don't, you know, when you're standing in front of 600 people, that don't make me happy. That's not a happy place. But when I get to talk to people like this, that makes me happy. That is I get to take that energy from you guys and learn from it and get to do that. And I'm just interested. I think being curious and interested is the thing. As I teach my kids, I have a 10-year-old as well and an 8-year-old, be interested and interesting. And that's how the world's going to, how you're going to take over the world.
I fully agree. Would you say that you're sort of a narrow band extrovert?
Yeah. I think you and I are much the same. We have our little world that we live in, and we have to put on our little show when we have to put on our show and do what we need to do and enjoy what we have to do, but we keep our realm. Yeah.
Not untrue, except that I'm just not smart enough to be anybody else, so I'm just this all
you're
the time.
You're just doing our thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's all
you're pretty bright. It's all good. You're writing books.
I do write books, but that's just, you know, type some words, hit a period.
Yeah, but you have to break it down. My husband writes books too, so I know the process.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know the process. You don't get to see much of your family for a while, hey?
Oh, no. I mean, they just climb all over me while I do it.
Yeah.
Say, Dad, I can't believe you're writing.
That's it. Well, I got to say, I really enjoyed my time here talking to you.
Thank you.
I'm just blessed that you're in the tent. Lucky us.
It's a beautiful tent.
It is gorgeous, yes. And yeah, I always have little bug spray and stuff, and I'll give you a shot when you leave. It's good.
That's very
good. And we don't have the camping smell. We're really sorry about that. No smoke, but
yeah.
Another day. We'll get a little more with it. Anyway, so I'm talking to Chris Brogan today. We're in the podcast tent, and I thank you so much for taking the time out of your great big schedule today.
Oh, thank you. I had a blast.
Bye.
Thanks, Kim.